really is a woman's world, though. You know, it all starts with the engagement. I figured it out, right? I got on one knee. I presented an engagement ring. I'm still waiting for the something in return. Come on, ladies. It's the new millennium. You should get us something. How about an engagement boat? That would be cool. Yeah, see you guys on a lake. I'm getting married! Double outboard. My baby loves me. See some guy in a dinghy. Yeah, she's not really into me. Then you have all the wedding plans. Women always plan a wedding. My wife planned our wedding. You let me plan a wedding. It'd be a keg and some folding chairs. Those bridesmaids have thongs on. That shoemaker wedding cost me a lot in 20s. I know it's all the bride's day. You know, women have something to wear. You know, men, we don't have like a G.I. Joe fantasy wedding outfit. And my wife made me pick out China patterns. Like, I care about a China pattern. I care about the food that's on the plate. I love to eat. I eat like there's a larger animal chasing me. Then we register for gifts. We didn't go where I wanted to go. Nevada Bob's Golf Shop. You know. Instead, it's these girly gifts. And what an acting job did I do. I open up the gifts in front of people. That was a mistake. I'm opening them up. Ooh. A bowl. You don't know how much I have wanted a fucking bowl. 19 bowls for our wedding. And half of them filled with something women go nuts for. Potpourri. Dead leaves in a bowl. I said, I'll rake the lawn. It makes you so happy. She goes nuts for this stuff. Oh, potpourri, put it in the bathroom. It'll smell so nice. I said, honey, I got news for you. When I go, nothing smells nice. Nothing's going to help called potpourri. Yeah, you need something called cuts through shit. Potpourri. Smells like I took a dump in the woods. When a man goes number two, we're melting the paint off the walls. But we loving it, don't we, fellas? We got a sterno and marshmallows going on in there. Because we know that's our only alone time. No woman will come near that damn bathroom. You take out your own garbage. I was sitting there so long reading the other day. My elbows are on my knees. I cut off all the circulation in my legs. I swear to God, I try to stand up. Oh, my God, I'm paralyzed. I shouldn't have finished that last chapter. Honey, help me rub my ass. That's a true story. See, the men are laughing. Women have no idea what I'm talking about. Because, ladies, you don't seem to like the toilet, do you? It's like, think, you're done. Tell me, I've been married 3 years. My wife hasn't pooped one time. I investigated it. She comes out of that bathroom, I run in there. She's going on the lawn. I don't get it, ladies. We eat the same things you do. And where does your gas go? How come when it comes out of you, it's called a fluffy? No man ever let go of a fluffy. See a bunch of guys watching a ball game, Bobby, did you fluffy? Not me, but Jimmy pooed it. I never heard a female fart in all my life. I have a theory on this. I've never been with a woman over 5 years. Women hold their gas for 5 years. Till they really know the guy. Then he comes home one day, there's a mushroom cloud around the house. Oh my God, she let go. That must be our 5-year anniversary. See, men aren't that way. We hold our gas, but it's only for the first 3 months of the relationship. But those first 3 months of holding our gas are the most painful days of our lives. That's as close as we come to childbirth. I got news for you. You know what I mean, fellas? You'll be the first, second day she's in the passenger seat. You're driving along trying to hold it in. Your butt cheeks are clenched together. It's trying to get out. Your sphincter's twitching like a bunny's nose. You could hold a dime for an hour in your crack. Sitting there talking to yourself, oh, I'm going to lose it. Can't wait till 3 months is up. She'll hear from me. Pothole. I gotta go check the tire. Yeah, there's a leak. I got it myself. Don't worry about it. Get back in the car. It follows you in every time, doesn't it?